The Baltimore Classical Guitar Society is presenting guitarist David Russell Saturday, March 3rd at 8 p.m. at the Kaplan Concert Hall at Towson University. He's in the studio with me. Welcome. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
I was just asking you about your association with Baltimore, which many people may not know. You have recorded an enormous amount here. A lot of your recordings were made at the Gordon Center, which was a favorite place for you.
Yeah, it's an absolutely beautiful hall, and I think I've made about 10 CDs there.
Nice. You record a lot. You're still doing a lot of recordings, most recently a Baroque recording, correct?
Yeah, well, I've been lucky to be able to do one a year for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Is that a lot? It feels like a lot.
I suppose once you add them up, it comes out to be quite a lot. Mm-hmm. But doing one a year hasn't been too much. The big problem is to fit it in with touring. And, you know, you can't tour with the same repertoire that concerts have. And also, I live in Europe, but the record company, the Telarc, is in this country. And so it's much better for them to record here rather than in Europe. So I have to do it in one go. I can't kind of get half of it done and then go back some months later, which is a problem. It's fun. It's okay.
So you've been a touring concert artist for about almost 40 years. Is that correct?
Well, let's say I'm 58.
Okay.
So,
and you started pretty young.
Yeah, I started young, but I wasn't a touring artist at 18.
Okay.
I was a struggling student just out of college, and slowly things started up for me. I mean, I was, in some ways, you could say my career started rather slowly, but it meant that every year was better than the previous one. So that's okay.
How many weeks a year do you tour these days?
This year, we're 2 months in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Most years, we tend to be away from home about 8 months, you know. But my wife travels with me always, so we just make our life whatever it happens to be.
It's a kind of an old style life, isn't it? Sort of the life that people like Segovia would have had, really committed to, really playing the guitar for an audience all around the world.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I suppose it's what I wanted to do when I was a struggling student.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a job as such. I don't teach anywhere or anything. So,
well, this is what I'm sort of meaning. It's kind of like that life at Segovia or Misha Elman or Nathan Milstein. I mean, they weren't on faculty anywhere. They were like traveling artists who played concerts their whole careers. It's kind of exciting.
I think it's great. I mean, I think it can be really lonely if you do it alone, you know. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, you know, you get to travel back home much more often. I mean, from the States, where I live in Spain, and going all the way back is kind of hard. But we've broken a couple of the tours where it's been a bit long. Easter falls in the middle or whatever. And so we just go home for a week and then come back again. A long time ago, that would have been completely impossible.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and, you know, nowadays, for example, if I have a concert in Germany, I would just go there for a couple of days and then we're back home, you know.
Your latest album is Baroque Music.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk a little bit about that?
Okay.
What brought you back to Baroque music?
You know, there's a lot of repertoire that just sounds so great on the guitar. Even though it wasn't written for our instrument, I don't want to go through my whole life without playing these pieces, you know. I think there's still a large amount of repertoire that can be transcribed, I think. So I like to do some new stuff every year. You know, sometimes if I play, say, if I study some South American music or something, after a couple of hours at it, I want to do something else. Whereas you can sit and practice the Baroque music and study it for a whole week, and it's satisfying all the time. It doesn't mean that you can play your concerts only of Baroque music or something, but in terms of making a CD or something, it's great because you can aim for 6 months, aim at that recording. And I re-recorded a piece this time that I'd done a long time ago, Suite by Handel, that I wanted to re-record because I felt that I could do it better. Then there's a big piece that Hubert Kappel, a guitarist and friend from Germany, had transcribed many years ago, Toccata from the Partita number 6 for keyboard. And I've always wanted to do that, but it was kind of identified with Hubert. It was his piece, you know. And so we spoke about a year ago, and I said, Hubert, I'd love to do this. And he was happy.
So who's going to say no to David Russell?
Well,
come on.
You never know.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. You obviously are not from Spain. You're from Scotland, but you live in Spain. You're fluent in Spanish. You've lived in Spain for a long time. Your wife, I assume, is from Spain, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So you are a fixture there in the guitar culture. Is it ever a problem not being a native Spaniard? Or are you so integrated into the culture that it doesn't matter anymore?
Well, you know, I don't look Spanish. I look like I'm from the north of Europe or Scandinavian or something. You know, when people hear me on the phone or something, they wouldn't know. So I don't think there's any problem there. Mm-hmm. I've lived in Spain since I was a child, and so I feel completely part of it. And I suppose, you know, if I was going to play flamenco or something that's much more ethnic, it might be different. perhaps it's better to look like you come from the south of Spain if you're going to do that sort of music. But classical music really transcends the borders, and so I don't think it's a real problem. And I grew up with that kind of music. You know, the folk music that you hear in just in the bars even is the same source that Albéniz and Granados had. That gives me, I feel, a little bit of confidence about how to play that kind of music. So I think it's okay. Nobody has ever given me a hard time about it.
Excellent. Coming back to Bach, I find it doesn't matter what you play Bach on, whether you play it on the instrument it was written for or whatever else. And Bach was the first person to transcribe all sorts of music for all sorts of instruments. It seems mm-hmm. that whatever is special there is really in the notes and rhythms themselves.
Absolutely. Bach especially, but also some of the other Baroque composers wrote music that definitely transcends the instrument. It doesn't rely on the instrument. That means that as long as our transcription doesn't decimate the piece, you know, and we're able to play the harmonies and the notes, then things transcribe really well onto the guitar. I think there's a lot more. Recently, I've been doing a lot of Couperin, and I mean, there's hundreds of pieces of
yes.
it. Just great, you know. Yes. And once you can get the right kind of ornaments in, that music works really well on an instrument. I'm playing some Couperin tomorrow, and I've got some on the CD, and it's another whole source. I mean, mm-hmm. most of the Bach that's playable, I think, has been transcribed.
Right.
You find the odd small one. I did a couple of the three-part inventions that maybe hadn't been done before, but most of the good things have been done. So it's a matter of looking for more Scarlatti, more Couperin. There'll be other composers. Mm-hmm. You know.
Do you find there's something physically pleasing on almost like a physical level about playing Bach's notes? Does it make you feel better or good? I find when I play Bach's music, I feel better. I feel healthier, or there's something, you know, I'm the least spiritual person in the world. So completely, I have no spirituality in me at all, but there is something about his notes that makes the body, the soul, something feel better, or am I a little nuts?
No, I hadn't thought of it like that. I find it's especially satisfying when it's working.
Well,
once you've got the beast learned.
That's a different story.
Yeah, because sometimes, partly because the instrument is no longer important, you have to be able to hide any sense of effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like, say, there are moments in Villa-Lobos or which is more guitaristic music, where the effort comes usually where the music should sound strenuous. And then the easy parts is where the music should sound comfortable. Whereas often in Bach, you often have parts that are really difficult, just where it's supposed to sound really fluid.
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge challenge for the player, for us. And I think it's immensely satisfying when it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find it. So I agree with you. I hadn't thought of it like that, but I agree with you entirely.
Weiss's music, on the other hand, is really written for the lute. It's written for a huge instrument with open bass strings in a scale. He really exploits it was his instrument and his music for his instrument. So when you approach that on your instrument, which doesn't have six open bass strings, there's some real issues. You have to make a lot of decisions.
I think you almost have to transcribe it, really. You know, you often have to even play it in another key, because often his keys simply won't work on the guitar. The bases that you lose, obviously, usually you can transpose them and things. So that, in terms of harmony, I don't find that there's too much problem. But he does a kind of ornamentation sometimes, which is quite hard to do on the guitar, because he often, because he's got closer harmony tuning in his strings, he often does, it's not across the string trill, it's just da-dum, just, you know, a semitone, and the two strings play together.
And you get that beautiful ringing because the instrument is so big.
Well, on the guitar, that's quite hard to do because you have to stretch a lot to fit them in. But there are enough of them that you can get in. And there's a few changes that I also made that he slurs many things together just where they fall under the fingers. Well, on the lute, that sounds fine. But if you do those slurs on the guitar, they sound,
jumpy.
And often not consequent, you know. So I prefer to use the slurring more the way I would do it in Bach or something else. And again, try to almost forget that it comes from the lute and just try to make it sound good on the guitar.
Are you going to publish these so other people can play them?
I don't think I'll do the Weiss, but I'll do the Couperin, definitely. Uh-huh. And the other Bach, the Sinfonias, I've got them ready.
Nice.
I mean, I'm being a little bit lazy.
Because I know it's a lot more effort for you, but it's a great thing for the guitar world to have these.
Well, I'll do those because available. I think that's a good addition to the repertoire. I think the Vice, I used Chiesa's book. Chiesa, Ruggiero Chiesa made this. Basically, he transcribed just directly from the tablature to notation. So it's not even a guitar transcription. And I used his as my basis for the transcription. You know, many, many people have done them. So I don't think my version is going to be anything special, you know.
But
so.
Couperin would be very cool.
The Couperin we're definitely going to do.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a whole other world in terms of style. My impression is Couperin wrote for an audience of about 8 people. you know, that this is such intimate music, you know, written for like 1 or 2 people. One of them, you know, maybe the king. And so it's perfect for the guitar.
And I think often their lessons. He was writing music for the king who may have been his pupil or the prince or something. So very often, even the ornamentation, you can do more or less depending on how agile you are. You would have been on, say, the keyboard. And on the guitar, obviously, I can't do all the ornaments, but I use a lot of cross-string trills and mordants, etc., which is more similar to the sound that the keyboard instrument gets. But right enough, it's very intimate music.
Yeah. What else is on the program for tomorrow?
I've got one really interesting thing. I've got a new piece by Sergio Assad. It's called Sandy's Portrait. And it's a piece that he wrote for a benefactor in Arizona. And it's based on Sandy's name, Sandy Bolton. The Passacaglia in the middle is based on that. And then the 2 outer movements are, well, also especially the last one, uses Sandy's tune.
Oh, nice.
And it's a really beautiful piece. I think it's one of Sergio's best.
And kind of a Baroque idea, needless to say.
Yeah.
Awesome. David Russell is being presented by the Baltimore Classical Guitar Society, and it will be Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Kaplan Theater in Towson. It's a nice acoustic. I think you'll like it.
I look forward to it.
It's always nice to have you in town. Thank you for coming.
Thanks very much.
For more information, you can call 443-296-BCGS or 2247. That's 443-296-BCGS, or you can find them on the web at bcgs.org.